You see that you experience many events and encounters many people in your life. Going from one point to another is a misleading view. To see that life is experiencing itself through many different forms in an ever-continuing state of oneness is an awakened view that helps us transcend the ocean of life and death. A few times a week, I walk along the beach near the temple, and I see the waves come and go, appear and disappear. We are very much like these waves, appearing and disappearing. Big waves, small waves. Waves that appear on the beach. Waves that crash onto rocks. Some go away quickly. Some stay unexpectedly long before going back to where they came from. If we compare ourselves to these waves, we are like waves comparing one another, trying to be a better wave, trying to appear in a better place, trying to be bigger, trying to stay longer. But we are failing to see who we truly are. Waves in the ocean would truly know what they are when they realize that they are none other than the ocean itself, where all the waves are interconnected beyond their forms. The appearance and disappearance of the waves are no longer a problem once we realize this original self. This realization keeps us deeply connected with the source where we all come from. This realization is beyond words, our thoughts, or even our consciousness. Thus, we sit. This small wave we call I ceases to mutter. That's when the larger sense of I, much, much bigger sense of self, prevails and liberates our confined mind from the dualistic and discriminative views. That's when you are no longer bothered by the notion of us against them, life against death, or the right against the wrong. That's when you become the ocean.